AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is offering more assurances to Ukraine and a warning to Russia. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In meetings at NATO's Brussels headquarters, the president and allies worked on the next steps in countering what is now Russia's month-long invasion of Ukraine and what would happen if Vladimir Putin deploys chemical weapons.
It would trigger a response in kind.
It's unclear if he intended to suggest U.S. or allied troops would go into Ukraine, something the president had earlier ruled out.
You're asking whether NATO would cross. We'd make that decision at the time.
He's also announced new sanctions on Russians and more humanitarian aid to Ukraine, whose president pleaded with allied leaders for more military assistance, saying just 1% of all their planes and tanks would give Ukraine 100% security. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Senate Judiciary Committee hearing for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is wrapped up. Ann Claire Williams with the American Bar Association calls Jackson
humble, brilliant, consensus builder.
Texas Republican Ted Cruz has made up his mind.
I am going to vote no on this nomination.
Cruz was one of a number of Republicans who think Jackson is soft on crime.
She's someone I've known a long time. We went to law school together. She is personally very charming. She's very talented. But her record, I believe, is concerning.
The Senate committee is expected to vote on Jackson's nomination by April 4th. The Arizona legislature passed a bill to outlaw abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy, similar to a Mississippi law now being considered by the Supreme Court. Also in Arizona, the House voted to prohibit gender reassignment surgery for minors and ban transgender athletes from playing on girls' sports teams. Tech stocks led the way. Stocks are higher at the close. This is AP News. Long lines outside some Chicago area gas stations means another chance for free gas.
As gas prices hovered close to $5 a gallon in Chicago, customers like Derek Morgan expressed their appreciation to Willie Wilson, who for the second time in 1 month was footing the bill for motorists to top off their tanks for free.
It was really a good thing.
David Chavez says his tank was on empty.
I waited in line for a couple hours, you know, free gas, well, you know, it's worth it.
A self-made millionaire and one-time mayoral candidate, Wilson pledged to donate up to $1 million worth of gas up to $50 per customer at some four dozen Chicago area gas stations. Jacqueline Verduzco says the giveaway is a lifeline.
We're barely meeting ends meet and everything, and with the help of the gas, it helps a lot.
Last week, a similar smaller event led to frayed tempers and complaints, but police said this time things remained peaceful as cars lined up for blocks. I'm Jennifer King.
New York City's mayor exempted athletes and performers, including Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving, from the city's vaccine mandate. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.